This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So in science, we try to also be progressive, and we also try to become politically correct. We're slower than other industries because it's very hard to rename certain medical body parts or medical procedures, but they're doing it. Remember, we talked about the Whipple's procedure, named after Dr. Whipple. Bartholin's cyst, Papanicolaou with Dr. Papanicolaou for pap smear. And so there's been some academia in other countries, including Australia, who have suggested that, you know, maybe we demasculinize medical terms. And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, if you have, you know, the sphincter of Odie and Odie, or whatever, I call it Odie because of Garfield, or, you know, if you have certain, you know, names, and they are the people that discovered them, I mean, they do. I mean, if I found an appendage, a dangling appendage, and I am, it's my discovery, I should be named after it, just like Louis Pasteur and the pasteurization process. So I think, you know, if you discover it, you get it. However, certain terms like hysterectomy, I wouldn't mind that getting changed to a uterusectomy. Hysterectomy comes from hysteria. Hysteria had to come from women in menopause. Right? Do we really need hyst? So we spoke about some of the origins of the words. And so if they want to later turn around and say, okay, now we're going to probably change some of these words around. Remember I told you there was globus hystericus? In the 90s, we had a patient who had globus hystericus, where she felt like there was something squeezing her neck, there was a sensation in her throat, and it was due to lack of estrogen. So we gave her estrogen, and it resolved. And I really hated the name globus hystericus. Now they just call it globus sensation. That ends up being treated with estrogen. But we don't have to get the whole hysterical. That, by the way, never tell a woman she's acting all hysterical, right? Because that just makes us more mad. And I got to tell you, I've seen dudes do the same thing. I've seen dudes get all hysterical. So now with COVID, there has been, I guess, a call to be more politically correct when it comes to naming the variants. So we've been naming the UK variants the B1117, the B117 variant, the UK variant, or the Kent variant. Well, people don't want any city or any province or country stigmatized. So the World Health Organization is starting to change some of the names of the variants. I believe the UK variant is now being called Alpha. The Brazilian variant, I think, is going to be called Beta. The India variant may be called Gamma. No, hold on a second. Let me just double check. Let me make sure I got this right here. All right. I'm sorry. The South African variant, the B1351 variant, will be named Beta. The P1 variant in Brazil will be named Gamma. And the B1617.2 variant in India is going to be labeled Delta. Now, they say the labels will not replace existing scientific names, but they should hopefully eliminate the India has a variant. Now, State Department is, you know, doing travel advisories against India. Now, the India strain is in the U.S. The World Health Organization finds that stigmatizing. And they're right. They're right. I mean, you know, President Trump, very interestingly, kept calling the virus the China virus. And, you know, it was caustic. you know, in terms of that. But on the flip side, he was trying to relay, because nobody would listen to him, that this was a virus that came from China. And that this virus possibly originated, was possibly spread, that this was not America's fault, this was not his fault, and that we are dealing with something that was from China. And he wanted the stigma on there. And, you know, a lot of people are wondering if we let China off very easily in terms of if they did leak this, if they did tinker with it. You know, I mean, how much are we going to take before we actually, you know, show a little bit of cojones to, you know, some of the countries that really messed us up? So I think there should be a happy medium. The problem is if you have an alpha, beta, gamma, delta, isn't that already stigmatizing? An alpha is supposed to be the top. You're the alpha male. You're alpha, you're apex, you're letter A. Does that mean the UK strain gets some sort of favoritism? You know, the more you try to destigmatize, sometimes you stigmatize even more. I mean, you know, maybe the UK, you know, wants credit for finding the strain. Maybe the UK wants to know, look, you know, and look, our strain isn't as bad as others. I mean, you know, maybe people are going to be mad about changing this. But, you know, in science, we do have a lot of work to do. And I'll kind of review some of the things in medicine that people want changed. But, I mean, I used to call it an ostick, because you'd stick it in your mouth and go, ah. It's not called an ostick, it's called a tongue depressor. But depress is a term that some people are having issues with because of depression. That maybe we aren't going to be using the word depress. Terms like vaginal and having a vagina or XX or XY chromosomes. There's going to be terms. We're going to be redefining a lot of how we speak, male and female. Those terms are going to be going away. Mother and father, maternal, paternal, those things are going to go away. And medicine is probably going to be one of the slowest to adopt those changes, not because they're not progressive, but we have been diagnosing, we have been taking histories, we have been documenting based on people's genealogy and genetics and family history. If you have a sister who has a medical issue, they probably won't use the term sister, but they'll probably use sibling with breast tissue. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So the CDC has released some clinical recommendations for the management of myocarditis and pericarditis, inflammation of the inner heart muscle or outside the heart, in those who have been vaccinated against COVID. After a small number of young adults and adolescents who might have experienced that was reported to the CDC. Currently, there is still no clear link to the vaccine, but the CDC said growing reports of heart issues have cropped up after the mRNA COVID-19 vaccination since April, especially in male adolescents and young adults aged 16 and older. We have not seen this pattern in the Johnson & Johnson single-dose vaccine. Now, some of you were confused why Moderna, if Pfizer was given to teenagers and Moderna wasn't, it's because these cases were also in young adults. Moderna has been given to those 18 on up. Pfizer, 16 on up. Now, recently, 12 to 15. So even though Pfizer can be 12 on up, Moderna being 18 on up, you still have 18, 19, 20-year-olds getting the vaccine, and they might have gotten the Moderna vaccine. Now, they said in most cases, patients quickly improved after treatment and rest. Symptoms started several days after vaccination. They more frequently occurred after the second dose. They don't know exactly how many reports have cropped up. A CDC spokesperson declined last week to release a number. We might hear more this week. But a spokesperson said the number of reported cases was rare, given the number of vaccine doses administered. So at the time, there was about 600,000 of children receiving it, and they had when they said that it was in the realm of it being similar to the natural population of myocarditis. Myocarditis can happen at a rate of 1 to 2 per 100,000 kids. So my guess is if 600,000, they might have only had 6 cases. But the CDC still continues to recommend COVID-19 vaccination for everyone 12 years of age or older, given the risk of COVID-19 illness and related possibly severe complications and long-term health problems, hospitalization, and death. So the CDC advised reporting all such cases of heart issues post-vaccine to the country's surveillance system. VAERS, the agency recommended that the clinicians look for symptoms like chest pain, shortness of breath, palpitation, and consider myocarditis and pericarditis as a cause, while also ruling out other causes behind heart inflammation. They say that in this younger population, coronary events are less likely to be the source of these symptoms. So if you have a patient presenting symptoms, clinicians need to ask about their vaccination status and any relevant medical travel social history. So what do we do? Well, we'll get an EKG. You know, to look at the electrical current that's being given from the heart, a troponin level, inflammatory markers like C-reactive protein, erythrocyte sed rate, or your ESR. And then in a setting of a normal EKG, troponin, inflammatory markers, myocarditis or pericarditis are unlikely. But if you suspect a case, they're going to probably have to do ultrasound scans, things like that, and get a cardiologist involved. So currently, patients experiencing any sort of chest pain, whether you think it's a vaccine or not, please just go and get yourself checked. I haven't, in my patient population, and I'm licensed in 12 states, I have not had many cases, but then again, we don't really have a lot of parents vaccinating their kids. So we're still... it's still too early to tell. And so as we get more information on this, we'll keep you guys posted. As far as I'm concerned, though, it's going to be I wouldn't be surprised if some people do react that way to the vaccine, but I wouldn't also be surprised if the numbers were so rare. And again, we keep getting reports that COVID-19 causes some very strange things. Remember about a year ago, I talked about how COVID-19 could be possibly, causing diabetes in some who have never had diabetes. Well, here we have another study thinking that maybe COVID-19 affects the cells in the pancreas. They say the beta cells, which produce insulin, can potentially worsen symptoms of diabetes if they're damaged, particularly type 1 diabetes, where the pancreas already makes little to no insulin. They said if you imagine there are some patients who already have diabetes and the virus comes in and nails the remaining beta cells you have, that's not good. So some studies suggest that COVID-19 could trigger diabetes in people with even no history of the condition. So the virus may infect beta cells. They say the trend is still being investigated, but given the new data, Dr. Jackson of Stanford University School of Medicine thinks that this might occur in people who might be pre-diabetic or in other health conditions or are at risk of diabetes. You know, it's interesting. I've talked to many of you about taking statins for your cholesterol. And there were reports that statins could put people at risk for diabetes. And they found diabetes numbers to go up in people who were taking statins. But what I don't think a lot of people talk about is the average diabetic will usually have high cholesterol decades before. So when cholesterol numbers go up and you start to treat it, if high cholesterol can precede diabetes anyway, how do we know it was the statins and not necessarily you were going to turn diabetic anyway? So, you know, but I wouldn't be surprised with some of the data we're seeing of patients who never had high blood sugar, all of a sudden they come in and they have diabetes after getting COVID. Now, diabetes is a heck of a lot easier to study than others because before COVID, people were getting their blood checked. I mean, with my patient population in the 2000s to the 2010s, everybody got screened for diabetes when they were an adult. We would do a basic comprehensive panel, and we would have a blood sugar on there. I'd tell them to fast so I could make sure their blood sugar was under 100. And or if they weren't fasting, make sure it wasn't over 200. And we were able to pick up on people with high blood sugar. If people have not gone to the doctor in the last couple years, and then all of a sudden they have high blood sugar, how do we know it was COVID or it was just they weren't tested? So Dr. Jackson and his colleagues ran experiments on pancreatic tissue from organ donors, 9 of whom who have died from severe COVID-19 infections, 18 who died from other causes and tested negative for the virus. In the first group, they found SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID, had directly infected the beta cells of some individuals. In several lab dish experiments, they found that the virus could infect, damage, and kill the beta cells drawn from other donors who died from non-COVID-19 causes. But still, you know, will it infect beta cells in vivo? In vitro is where we look at a lab dish or we look outside a living body. In vivo is a living body. So if you have antibodies, will it get to your pancreas? So that's going to be what has to be studied. Now, even though I am a fan of people's choice with vaccines, and I do not want kids getting this virus, the reason why I don't want children getting this virus is because I just don't trust it. This is not acting like the typical cold. Now, when I was in school, we had learned that diabetes could be caused by genetics. It could be caused by poor eating choices. It could be caused by obesity, drinking too much alcohol, whole variety of issues. But also, a virus could infect the pancreas. That has been a growing theory for decades. Viruses will infect the pancreas. Could it be a cold virus? We don't know. But now we are having more and more proof that this COVID virus does infect the pancreas. So if the COVID virus does, you know, wants to set up shop in the pancreas, is it also going to set up shop in the brain? Well, we've seen people without taste and smell for weeks, possibly months. So I don't like any virus setting up shop anywhere. HPV virus likes to set up shop in the throat or the cervix. And what does it do? Sometimes it goes away, sometimes it causes cancer. Hepatitis likes to set up shop in the liver, can cause cancer. Herpes likes to set up shop in the nerves, genital herpes in the pelvic area. So, you know, these viruses, you know, like to sometimes, some groups of viruses like to stay with you for life. The HIV virus, that'll hide out in cells. We think not only does it infect T cells, but it might also hide out and infect macrophages. But these viruses will hide out. Epstein-Barr virus. I mean, it's not a virus I want us to have, which is why I am pro-vaccine. But I'm still pro people's choices. I don't want anybody labeled with huge yellow Jewish stars like we saw that business owner in Tennessee want to put people in. So virus uses a receptor protein called the ACE2 to sneak into cells. Several other proteins on the cell surface appear to help prime the virus to plug into ACE2. And so they are hunting what happens when, depending on which cell this decides to infect. We'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer?
Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Moderna is seeking full approval from the FDA for its COVID-19 vaccine. It's currently being used since it got emergency authorization. To be fully authorized, the FDA requires 6 months of data. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is standing by his opposition to an independent counsel to investigate the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol.
This is probably the most comprehensive Justice Department investigation in the history of the country going on right now. Multiple people have been arrested. Many will be prosecuted.
The Kentucky Republican talking with reporters in his home state. President Biden in Oklahoma to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the Tulsa Massacre. The Atlantic hurricane season officially underway as it's June 1st. And you're listening to USA Radio News. COVID cases in one country are spiking.
While COVID cases in the United States continue to trend downwards, Vietnam is putting aggressive restrictions in place to deal with a surge in COVID cases following the discovery of a new variant of the virus in that country. Vietnam's largest city, Ho Chi Minh City, has been placed in lockdown for the next 2 weeks, with the government planning to test all of the city's nearly 9 million residents for the virus. Vietnam has seen a surge of more than 4,500 COVID cases in the last month, more than doubling their reported cases since the beginning of the pandemic. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The cost of a first-class stamp will rise to 58 cents in late August under a 10-year plan by Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. The reorganization plan also includes longer delivery times, shorter office hours, and higher rates for parcels. DeJoy saying without these changes, the agency would run out of cash and require a government bailout. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We're back to Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Justice Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to Jason who was working the dials. If you guys have questions or comments, you can always call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. And you can always email us at drdahlia@hotmail.com. And you can also reach out on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we are all over the place. We're also on Instagram, I guess. I don't know if I have a show page on Instagram because you have to post a lot of pictures. Then I don't really do a lot of pictures for my show because, you know, you guys already kind of see me online, and it's not, I'm not really very photogenic, so I really don't want to, you know, I mean, maybe you guys see me eat in the studio. I'm not really not attractive enough to do Instagram. I have my own Instagram account at Dahlia Wax, but I'd rather you guys follow us on Twitter, just because I just don't have our Dr. Dahlia Show Instagram up and running. I was hacked multiple times on Instagram and Twitter, so I'm a little slow to get those back up. But speaking of slow, people are complaining that the Postal Service is slow. And they're like, well, we need more money. So stamps are going up to 58 cents a stamp. Now, when I was a kid, I remember 12-cent stamps, 10-cent stamps, 5-cent stamps, penny stamps. I remember when a stamp went up to like 20-some cents, and I remember my parents getting really worried about that, because that was a lot of money to go up to mail something, you know, like a bill or a letter. And we have family overseas, so they would have to do the international mail, which needed more stamps. And so we didn't write that much, and we didn't call because the phone calls were expensive. Yeah, I wanted to talk to my family in Israel, and it was like, you know, hurry up, you know, because me, I'm the most talkative in the family. So my father's like, hurry up, don't talk too much, it's too expensive. And he's yelling at me, and I'm like, at all that time, I could have actually said three sentences, okay? But I couldn't talk to him like that. I was like, yes, sir. I was like, hi, how are you? How's Israel? All right, love you guys, bye. I mean, that was just all we could say because it was so expensive. So, you know, stamps, we luckily kind of got away from because we had internet and we had email and we had texting. And I can now pay my bills online. I don't think I have licked a stamp, which, by the way, I like the taste. I've always liked the taste of stamp glue. Maybe it's because I'm so excited that I'm licking an envelope and I'm sending a piece of mail or fan mail or something. I used to just love that. But then they start to have adhesive vacuum, so you didn't have to lick the glue. I think Seinfeld and that episode with George's fiance probably changed people's attitudes towards licking glue. But I haven't probably used a stamp in over 5 years. I know in businesses you have those machines where you could just stamp it. In my office, when we did have to send anything by postage, I think we had like a Pitney Bowes machine, and you could stick the package under that, but if the package didn't fit, you would have to get a bunch of stamps. We have a bunch of stamps, not old stamps. I mean, maybe they'll be old eventually, but we have a bunch of stamps that we haven't used. We have like hundreds of dollars of stamps because we bought them before the price went up, and then we ended up not needing them. But the United States Postal Service said they are going to increase their prices on first-class mail. Can I just send a coach? I don't need to send mail first-class, as those other classes, from 55 cents to 58 cents by August 29, 2021. They say that the price changes are going to stabilize finances, declining mail volume, and slower delivery. The proposed price changes would raise overall market-dominant product and service prices by approximately 6.9%. First-class mail prices would increase by 6.8% to offset declining revenue due to first-class mail volume declines. Okay, if you're having declining revenue, why is that on the taxpayer? Why is that on us? Downsize. If you're a government agency and you aren't making the money because you're starting to become more obsolete as we have newer ways to pay our bills and to send packages and things like that, then, you know, if we're not using the Postal Service, then downsize. Just like the IRS, if we ever change it to a flat tax where we don't need all this other BS, then you're going to probably have loss of IRS revenue and then downsize. That's what you do. This is what blows my mind. I get that we need the Postal Service, especially now that mail and ballots are going to be a thing. So now our elections are based on the Postal Service. So they became relevant again really fast. And mind you, people who work for the Postal Office, Postal Department, we appreciate you. You bust your butts. I mean, I remember the Sears catalog, right? You know, Cliff Clavin complaining about it. You guys and the packages and everything you do, you bust your butts. But my problem is if we are automating things to save money, then why is that still being transferred down to the taxpayer? You know, just like the gas prices. Taxes are going up. Everybody's like, oh, no, we're only taxing the rich. We're only, you know, we're not going to hurt the middle class or lower income families. Taxes, gas is going up. I'm just in California. One station, nearly $6 a gallon. Yeah, that's affecting people that aren't rich. So I get that the United States Postal Service is having issues. But then, 58 cents to mail a letter. Maybe that's why you're becoming less, unfortunately, you know, relevant in terms of correspondence. If I have a choice of sending out a Christmas card by spending 58 cents per card, or just doing something online, going, here, guys, here's a GIF that says Merry Christmas, I might do that. We're in the, you know, market now to save money. And it just kind of worries me that if government isn't showing us how they're saving money and how they're going to downsize, and if they have no intentions of, and instead they just want more money, then that means as inflation rises, you're going to have, I think, certain agencies out there not kind of take advantage of the situation. I'm not saying the USPS Postal Service is taking advantage, but what they should have done with the advent of email and texting and everything else going on is then downsizing. If we are delivering less mail, maybe we need less locations. Or adapt. Use more mailboxes. Have more deliveries. You know what? One industry that I'm seeing, which is fascinating, is, and I guess it's been out for a while, but I just noticed it a couple years ago, where there's these places that will rent out conference rooms. So if you have a monthly meeting, you can book that location for your conference room. You could even use that location for your company's mail. Rather than spending money on rent 365 days a year. That to me is brilliant. Why doesn't the Postal Service expand some of their other, be innovative? All right, rather than just hiking up, I mean, what are we going to have in my lifetime? A dollar a letter? A dollar stamp? Stamps are one of the gauges with inflation, by the way. When people say, no, prices aren't going up, no. Stamps at 58 cents, that's ridiculous. Gas at close to $6 a gallon. You know, most of them were at $4 or $5 a gallon in California. Ridiculous. So these are all gauges of, guys, prices are going to go up. And if we have to pay more for stamps, we're going to pass that on to the consumer. Once the Postal Service raises prices, now companies raise their prices. They're not even mailing letters. What are you doing? But they're using it as an excuse to raise prices. So I have a big problem with it. I know you guys are like, Dolly, it's only 5-6 cents or 3 cents or whatever. But no. All right? This is where you become innovative. Maybe USPS should have, you know, places where you could rent out for conference rooms or other sorts of course. There's a lot of things they could do. You know what? Talk to me. I'm into marketing, okay? I'll help you guys make money. Just don't be raising prices of stamps. 1-877-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Nevada may be having a public option health insurance. Now, they are not the first state to have a public option. Now, it's not exactly what was being touted back in 2009 by Congress, but Washington State has had a quote-unquote public option now for a little while. Colorado is going to pass legislation probably to have a public option.
And now Nevada will have a public option. It looks like the state legislature has already moved closer to getting this approved. And so many people are wondering, wait a second here, what is happening to our health insurance? What is the public option? Well, as opposed to what was suggested and proposed in 2009 by President Obama and Congress at the time, where the government has a health plan similar to Medicare or Medicaid that people can buy cheap or not have to pay for, and it'll have all the basics that health insurance policies should provide, and people should have an option to pay for this. That's supposed to be a lot cheaper than regular insurance. It competes with regular insurance, so it forces regular insurance to drop their prices, and everything was supposed to be fine and dandy, and apparently that got really, really rejected, because you can't have the government compete with private enterprise. And Medicare already and Medicaid already had issues. The VA system had issues. And so you were trying to promote a government-run insurance when government-run insurance didn't look so good. So instead, they come up with Obamacare. And then everybody had to pay through. It was kind of like a spanking. Then everybody had to pay these rates through the roof, except for those that qualify for subsidies. So when a state is playing around with the term public option, some people are getting a little nervous, but it's different. It's not the public option that we were trained to think. So when we look at what happened in Washington, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, but in Washington, the public option was basically current private health insurance companies had to lower their rates and offer these basic plans. I think they were called Cascade. They were called Cascade plans or Cascade Select plans. Cascade plans were the standard plans. They had benefits that might have actually included what Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, required, and the state used rate settings to limit prices. Or the select plans, the public option had set rates as opposed to the Cascade plan. So they're called Cascade Select. So basically, they might have some government involvement in terms of price setting, in terms of how much money they get from the government, not sure. But it was private industry being forced to offer less rates. In Nevada, it's going to be kind of similar. By the way, we're hearing that the public option in Washington was not as embraced as they had expected it to be. And Washington is more of a liberal state. You would think that that would have probably been the place to do it, just like Colorado. So in Nevada, the Assembly approved a bill yesterday, and they are going to still study it, but the public option basically will require insurers that bid to provide coverage to the state's Medicaid population to also offer a public option plan. The plans will resemble existing qualified health plans certified by the state's health insurance exchange, but the legislation requires them to cut at least 5% in their rate, with the goal of reducing average premium costs in the state by 15% over 4 years. So it's basically a cheaper health exchange coverage. That would be the public option. Now, saving 5% is huge, but it's public option to me meant practically free. So they say, they're going to study it. They're going to be doing actuary studies and, you know, looking at risk and benefits and all that. The bill will also expand coverage for certain Medicaid services to the extent where money is available. And Democrat Assembly Speaker Jason Fearson and Assembly Ways and Means Chair Maggie Carlton threw their support behind the bill. And they're pretty excited about it. Republican lawmakers are opposed to it, citing that it's going to actually not achieve healthcare access, and it will already destabilize the current system. So, you know, it's a little concerning in that we are promising something like a public option when it's not really a public option. I am for cheaper insurance. Absolutely. I mean, you know, you're going to have cheaper insurance. I'm for that. But if insurance was able to be offered cheaper and there were plans that were able to cover your pre-existing conditions and your medications. If you're a diabetic and a high cholesterol patient and a high blood pressure patient and, having, neuropathy and chronic pain syndrome and all sorts of other things, if there were insurance companies that could insure you for $200 a month, they'd be out there. But they can't. It's expensive. I don't know why CAT scans cost hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars. I don't know why an MRI costs that much. But it does, because company has to buy the machine, they have to uptake it, they have to do the licensing, they have the malpractice, the liability, the staff costs more. So, doctor's offices and medical centers and hospitals and radiology places, prices are going to go up. Your out-of-pocket is going to go up. So we're just kind of forcing ourselves into the situation where we're going to rely on government intervening. But government saying, look, you got to make your health insurance cheaper. That's not a public option. Okay? A public option to me is whoever wants to buy into Medicaid and have Medicaid insurance could buy into Medicaid. Now, why haven't they done that? Because a lot of people don't want to buy Medicaid. There's not a lot of Medicaid providers. Medicaid doesn't really cover what a lot of people want. And they, I think maybe logistically they just can't handle that because they're going to need more tax dollars. So while the states are realizing they can't get more tax dollars, they're like, well, let's just make a bill forcing insurance companies to offer a cheaper insurance plan that still roughly has the same benefits. So 5% they might be able to do. But if an insurance company goes, look, it just isn't making sense. I'm not making money in Nevada. They're going to leave. And I don't think Nevada can have any more insurance companies leave. We already have very few choices, and our choices stink. Man, I remember the good old days when Blue Cross Blue Shield was an amazing insurance. I remember my culinary patients loving having culinary. Culinary would cover so much. Just things got cheaper and cheaper, and with the ACA and everything just started to get more skeleton and in terms of what was offered. And yeah, we had the 10 essential benefits, but then everything else wasn't. So when a Medicare patient needed a chest x-ray for pre-op, it didn't get covered. I don't know why. Flu shots were only being covered at 13 cents a shot. I don't know why. What Medicare ended up doing is cutting doctors' pay. Well, how's that working for you? Doctors are leaving. Offices are closed. I couldn't keep my office open. No way. It just didn't work. And so doctors are leaving. We're going to be using more nurse practitioners, physician assistants to administer care. As we saw, that one hospital is going to get rid of anesthesiologists and just have nurse anesthetists. Nurse anesthetists are great. Nurse practitioners are great. PAs are great. But for those of you that are spending hundreds of dollars expecting you to be able to keep your doctor, as was promised in 2009, you'll be able to keep your doctor. You're not keeping your doctor. And in fact, you're having to access your doctor over a phone or a doctor you don't even know in another state. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY. Don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.